It's Friday, August the 8th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 1 p.m. Social justice activist Sean Garisep has accused who he refers to as the China SNT CEO, Moses Matai, of misleading Vundu Council members by denying the receipt of a petition submitted in July. Garisep says key issues, including a ministerial directive, were left out of the agenda at a recent council meeting. He also criticized what he described as an increasing trend of technocrats making decisions without seeking councillors' input.
It became very evident that this is how things are done. The technocrats undermine the council in that they make decisions without consulting, informing, or even having regard for the councillors. The councillors themselves raised this and said that they do not appreciate that trend. This has been the story of this council for the past 5 years, where the technocrats impose things on them without properly explaining to them. That's why they are unaware of things that we petition, proposals that we give. That's why they are unaware of what the people are crying for.
Prime Minister Elian Gurare has announced that his office will work with unemployed technical and vocational education and training graduates as well as trainees to refurbish dilapidated school facilities and enhance sanitation nationwide. News on One's Herta Ekanjo compiled this report.
Speaking at Nampot's gala dinner in Windhoek last week, Friday, Gurare said the campaign will begin at Ongudi Combined School in Ohangwena, where female learners fear using the toilet due to risk of infection despite the presence of TVET trainees in the area. Gurare said his office will camp alongside these trainees in remote areas to ensure delivery. Gurare added that the idea has always been to bring social amenities in rural areas on par with those in urban centers.
Business Leadership South Africa and Business Unity South Africa urges Eskom to withdraw its legal fight against electricity trading licenses issued by the energy regulator NERSA. The two business bodies state that the power utilities litigation undermines energy reforms, delays private investment and prolongs load shedding. BLSA CEO Busisiwa Mavuso urged the government to intervene.
The legal challenge that has been brought by Eskom against traders seriously lacks merit and it deserves to be dismissed. Has Eskom forgotten that just a year ago they had cost the country about R1 billion in stage 6 load shedding as a result of their inability and dysfunction to be able to provide reliable energy and electricity in this country?
In continental news, Ghana's President John Mahama has pledged a full investigation into a military helicopter crash in the Ashanti region that killed 8 people, including Defense Minister Edward Boama and Environment Minister Ibrahim Martula Mohamed. As per BBC reports, Mahama described the incident as a personal loss during a televised address as authorities work to determine the cause of the crash. Internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump says the deadline for sanctions on Russia, if it fails to end the Ukraine war, depends on Moscow's next actions. He earlier threatened to punish Russia and its trade partners if Moscow refuses to negotiate with Kiev. Trump also stated that President Putin's meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky is not a mandatory condition for talks between the White House and the Kremlin, expected to take place next week. Our correspondent, Istaria Bundarchuk.
U.S. President Donald Trump's deadline for Russia to make progress towards peace in Ukraine expires Friday, but it remains unclear whether Moscow would suffer more economic sanctions. On Thursday, Trump said everything depends on the Russian president's next moves. Meanwhile, Washington and Moscow are preparing for a leaders' summit, which complicates applying new restrictions on Moscow while simultaneously getting ready for potential talks. The Russian president said Thursday both sides are interested in a meeting and expressed hope it would take place as early as next week, not naming the exact date or venue. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.